Welcome to the PodCamp Toronto podcast.
News and information about PodCamp Toronto.
February 23rd and 24th, 2008, at Ryerson University, Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
With your hosts, Sean McGaughey
and Connie Crosby.
Welcome to the PodCamp Toronto Breakfast Cast. It's Sunday morning. We're at the hotel. I'm here with Bill Dees. Bill, want to give us a recap on the weekend so far?
You're asking a bad guy for sessions.
No, the weekend, I said.
Well, Friday night was pretty good.
Everything's a haze kind of after that.
Yeah, it took till the afternoon yesterday, so we must have had a good time Friday night.
Excellent. I'm also sitting with Andrea Ross, who is going to just be here. You've never recorded a podcast in a coffee shop? And Mark Blevins.
Actually, in a coffee shop, of course. Oh, what am I supposed to say?
Tell us about your highlights so far. I know you've been doing Zero to Podcast.
Oh, just highlights of the weekend, not of my life?
Yeah.
Okay. Highlights. I think my highlight was actually yesterday when Jay asked everybody, and I can't remember the exact phrasing, I even blogged about the fact I couldn't remember the exact way he asked the question, but he started the weekend by asking how many people are not yet podcasting. And like, I've never seen hands go up like that so quickly, and it was pretty much the whole room. In fact, I would say that the veterans were outnumbered by an order of magnitude.
I'd say so. In fact, one of the things I noticed when I was maintaining the webpage, and I haven't counted in a while, but when we were at about 250 registrants, there were 50 podcasts represented. So 20%, it was just mind-boggling.
I think that also speaks to the fact that people at podcasts don't just do one show.
Well, that's true, too. So out of
sick people, very sick.
And I must say, Mark, nobody told me that when I got in. You guys let me. The first one's free, buddy. I'm here with Will Spatzel, castroller.com, and a number of other projects. I met you at PAB. Tell us about your highlights of PodCamp so far.
Well, I really enjoyed Chris Brogan's talk on social media. And it's definitely nice to see the community of podcasters all getting together. Good to see you guys in person. It's a lot of people that I've been talking to with on Twitter. I finally actually can put a face to the Twitter name, so it's good to be able to see everybody here.
No more imaginary friends.
Yes, no more imaginary friends.
We're the youth of PodCamp Toronto.
You are the youth of PodCamp Toronto, and I am the podcaster of PodCamp Toronto. Day two, lunchtime. Tell me who you are. Tell me what your highlight has been of the weekend.
The free food. And, well, we just came back from a session, Twitter 101. It was the best session ever. So
Twitter rocks.
Twitter does rock.
Yeah. And you're Matt?
I'm Matt.
You actually tweeted about me yesterday.
I did?
That makes me famous.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, because he's the person that follows the most people on Twitter in Canada.
In Canada, so.
Spammer.
And he
I'm not a
the
spammer.
Most in Canada, so we're all Twitter addicts.
And you're runner-up, so.
Nobody has the most followers in Canada here.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad.
I just have like 500, that's it.
Any other highlights, guys?
I really like Tommy Valier's Living on a Cloud. That was really good. I really like that.
Yeah.
Except for the projector malfunction, yes. But yeah.
Living on the Cloud's great because, like, if you have documents and emails and stuff. I'm actually thinking of signing up for a NetVibes account because of him.
But I did that last night, and I don't know how to use it, but I think Tommy's crazy, because who would want to do that, really?
Just for the record, Tommy is crazy, but he is also, he's got a handle on so many things.
Yeah. I know.
But he must have TalkShoe Pro downloaded on his thing.
No, he uses the TalkShoe Web client.
He does use the TalkShoe Web client, I know that. He has all of TalkShoe's software on his computer because part of his job is supporting it.
So, all right.
So thanks, guys. Anything you want to say to
to the world? Add twitter.com/define the line.
You know what, and
to your followers.
Chris 24.
And M-O-S-E-N-M-O-R-I.
I'm just glad to be on the podcast. I don't have a website.
Define the line.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.